From a human perspective, it may seem that intentions are a bit like goals or objectives. We would say, from our perspective, the energy of intention is very different. We would say that goals and objectives are the ego's domain and would usually involve some work, some struggle, some striving, and some push energy. And this is one way to create in the world of form. We would say there is another way, an easier way, and that is to create in the energy and allow the world of form to realign, to adjust, to change in response to that change in the energy. And so, how does this apply to intentions? Your intentions are a way of interacting with the field, the energy field that is surrounding you, and in fact, the entire universe. When you have an intention, you can put that out into the field. In fact, you cannot prevent it from going out into the field. It happens automatically. And this intention is like sowing a seed. And what can happen is, given the right conditions, this seed can germinate and grow into a tender young plant and can gradually flourish in the energetic realm. It can become a powerful energetic force through repeated attention and intention. And intentions come in many forms. For many, their intentions are unconscious. So, for example, there may be an energy or a story that runs for an individual along the lines of, things never work out for me. Let's say in the area of relationships. Let's say there is an energy of, my relationships never work out well and I end up breaking up and having to start again and to find a new person to be in relationship with. That is an intention. That is an energy that is going out to the universe because you are believing it to be true. And that can grow and can become a pattern within the physical dimension, because the physical dimension is reflecting back one's energy. That belief, that pattern of thought, that energy is acting like an intention. It is almost like the human self is saying, this is my intention. I am going to create relationships that do not last. And sure enough, that is what happens. And the more energy the human self puts into, I don't want this to happen, the more it is feeding that belief, that story, the world of form is reinforcing the belief, and the human self tries to manage the world of effects. It tries to control what happens. And it is impossible, because what happens in the physical is merely a reflection of the energy. So to make a change, one needs to look at the energy and ask, what am I believing? What are my intentions that I am putting out into the field? And for many, this will be a new concept, and they will say, I'm not putting any out. But of course they are. Energetically, what they are believing is sending a message to the field. This is my story, and essentially this is an instruction to the world of effects to mirror this back.